其實當中很多人都知道我在三月中的時候就突然病了。
Many people will know that in March I fell ill suddenly.
咁啊，仲做咗一個好大嘅手術。
And also underwent a major operation.
其實嗰日喺屋企突然之間係我嘅下體突然大量出血。
What happened was that day when I was at home, I suddenly bled a lot in my lower half, and I fainted.
咁好感恩當時個女都喺屋企。
So I'm very thankful that at the time my daughter was at home.
Lucy 牧師同埋阿開都剛好啱啱到咗我家嘅門口。
And also Pastor Lucy and Sister Hoi also just arrived at my door. So they helped me back to the bed to lie down. So when I laid down, the blood stopped coming.
十字姐呢，等到三個鐘頭之後先至嚟。
It took 3 hours for the ambulance to arrive.
送到我去醫院呢，已經是晚上了。
So by the time I arrived at the hospital, it was evening.
因為當時沒繼續流血呢，咁就等到第二日醫生先至嚟睇我啦。
Because I had stopped bleeding, it was next day before the doctor came to see me.
醫生嚟嘅時候呢，佢就按我的肚子，就看看可不可以 feel 到什么，感觉到什么，这样在里面。
So, when the doctor came, he examined my abdomen to see if there was anything there.
而且当时因为我都失血过多，已经在输紧血了。
And because I had lost a lot of blood, I was already undergoing blood transfusion.
因為醫生感覺唔到我肚有乜嘢，都唔知其實係發生咩事。
Because after the doctor examined me, they couldn't find anything, so he didn't know what was wrong.
咁就叫護士幫我安排去做一個掃描。
So he arranged with the nurse for me to have a scan.
Yeah. 但係醫生一離開冇幾耐咧，我突然喺牀上又大量出血。
But after the doctor left, not long afterwards, I suddenly again started bleeding profusely. And the blood kept on coming.
護士當時就好急咧，咁就即刻去 call 醫生。
The nurses began to get very worried, so she went to look for the doctor straight away.
咁醫生就話要立刻幫我做手術啦。
And the doctor said that they needed to operate on me straight away.
因為如果唔係，我會有生命危險。
Because otherwise, my life would be in danger.
當時我就好驚啦，只能夠做到嘅就係呼求天父去救我啦。
At the time, I was very scared. All I could do was call on God to save me.
後來喺手術室足足三個鐘。
So I was in the operating theatre for 3 hours.
醫生喺我嘅肚咧就切除咗一個好似細個嘅麥瓜咁大嘅肌瘤，有啲人叫纖維瘤。
Yeah. So the doctors found a fibroid in me about the size of a small melon.
好感謝天父，手術都好成功。
So I'm very thankful to our Heavenly Father that the operation was successful.
出院後咧，醫生話要休養三個多月啦。
So when I was discharged from the hospital, the doctor said I needed to rest for around 3 months.
其實當時喺醫院發生呢件事咧，都好感恩有牧師師母啊，同埋一班嘅姊妹都嚟到醫院探我嘅。
So at the time, I'm very thankful that when I was in hospital, Pastor Joe, Olive, and some sisters came to visit me.
都感恩佢哋係為我禱告啦。
So I'm very thankful that they prayed for me.
之後我就大家都知我就要休息好耐啦。咁其實好奇妙喺我病前嘅一個星期咧。
So very amazingly, one week before I went into hospital.
因為媽媽叫我家姐同埋我嘅弟父咧。係幫佢約見一位領會嘅。
So, my mother asked my sister and my brother-in-law,
sister-in-law,
to call for a medium.
Make an appointment to see a medium.
Okay, yeah.
So, 佢哋就打電話俾我。
So they called me up.
當時我喺度工作緊啦。
So at the time I was at work.
所以第二日一早咧收咗工咧，我就即刻去到媽媽屋企啦。
So next day, as soon as I was off work, I went to my mum's house.
因為我要阻止媽媽，同埋一路我收到消息都不斷咁去為媽媽禱告。
I wanted to stop my mum from seeing the medium, and I had all along been praying for my mum.
雖然家人都跟媽媽一樣係拜祖先啦。
Even though my relatives, like my mum, they worship ancestors.
但係佢哋都唔贊成佢去揾呢個靈媒嘅。
But they also don't agree that my mum look for a medium.
而咁奇妙嘅咧，就係喺我去媽媽屋企之前嘅三日。
What was amazing is that 3 days before I went to my mum's house,
我就去咗牧師屋企。
I went to Pastor Joe's house,
去問佢關於靈界嘅事。
To ask him about spiritualism.
因為我見媽媽年紀越嚟越大。
Because I could see that my mum was getting on in years.
我想再次去跟媽媽傳福音。
I wanted to share the gospel with her again.
當時牧師就同我講話，因為媽媽由細都拜祖先。
Pastor Joe told me that because my mum, ever since she was small, had been worshipping ancestors.
而且都好多年啦。
And had been doing this for many years.
如果我同佢傳福音嘅時候，其實係與靈界爭戰嘅。
So if I tried to share the gospel with her, it would be a spiritual battle.
要我好小心謹慎。
So I needed to be very careful and alert.
亦都話要需要為我禱告。
And they also needed to pray for me.
嗰晚牧師師母同我一齊禱告之後，我就開車翻工啦。
So after Pastor Joe and Olive prayed with me, so then I drove to work.
喺工作嘅時候，差不多10:30。
While I was at work, around 10:30 PM,
突然就有個 landline 嘅電話響啦，唔係手提電話。
So the phone where I worked, the landline phone, rang.
當時我好奇怪啦，因為我哋從來都冇用呢個電話嘅。
I thought it was very strange because normally we don't use that phone.
好少人會知道呢個電話添。
There's very few people who know that number.
因為我哋多數用嘅就係手提電話。
Because we normally use our mobiles.
尤其是係喺晚上啦。
Especially in the evening or night time.
咁我就拎起電話就問係邊位啊咁。
So I picked up the phone. I asked who it was.
初時沒有聲。
So at first there was no nobody. There was no sound.
後來有一把好細聲嘅男聲話。
And then there was a very quiet male voice that said.
我可以睇到你 ，I can see you.
I can see you.
我住喺呢條街。
I live in the street.
當時我好驚，就即刻收線啦。
So I was very scared, and I hung up straight away.
然後 鎮定下來咧，我就諗起要撳1471。
So when I calmed down, I realized I should call
1471. 因為打呢個 number 咧，可能會有電話顯示。
Because if you call this number, then you can find out, like the number, it would have a number display of the call that came before.
咁我抄咗呢個電話號碼咧。咁就打電話報警啦。
So once I got that number, then I called the police.
警察嚟嘅時候咧，佢話因為呢個係一啲pay as you go 呢個嘅電話。
So the police said because this number is a pay as you go number.
佢哋就冇辦法查得到係邊一個打嚟，或者邊間。
So there's no way for them to locate who or where that came from, the call came from.
而佢哋都做唔到啲乜嘢啦咁。
So there was nothing they could do.
呢日發生嘅事咧，係喺我去媽媽屋企前嘅三日嘅。
So this incident happened 3 days before I went to my mom's house.
咁三日後，當我去到媽媽屋企嘅時候咧
，So 3 days later, when I went to my mom's house,
我就同媽媽傳福音啦。
So I tried to share the gospel with her.
話俾佢知，天父係好愛我哋每一個啦。
So I told her that our Heavenly Father loves each one of us very much.
我勸佢唔好再拜祖先啦。
So I tried to persuade her not to worship ancestors anymore.
咁唔應該去找去揾呢個靈媒啦。
And not to seek out the medium.
當時媽媽唔係好高興啦。
So at the time, my mom wasn't very happy.
但亦都冇出聲。
But she also didn't say anything.
佢沒有去表示佢接唔接受。
She didn't express whether or not she accepted what I said.
亦都冇啊，表示會去啊，亦或唔會去揾呢個靈媒嘅。
She also didn't say whether or not she would continue looking for the medium.
我冇幾耐就離開咗媽媽家啦。
So not long afterwards, I left my mom's house.
咁第二副咧就知道媽媽冇回應咧，就開車去媽媽家。
Since my mom didn't say whether or not she would look for the medium, is it?
Yeah. 我弟父就開車去佢屋企，打算車佢去啦。
Oh, so my sister-in-law went to her house to take her to see the medium.
弟父其實早咗個半鐘頭去媽媽家，等佢可以早啲預備嘅。
So my sister-in-law arrived at my mom's house half an hour early to give my mom more time to prepare to leave.
好奇妙，媽媽預備好嘅時候就去佢手袋度揾佢嘅鎖匙啦。
What was amazing is that when my mum was about to leave, she looked in her handbag for her keys.
佢將成個手袋都反轉，都揾唔到佢嘅鎖匙。
She emptied all the contents of her handbag, and she still couldn't find her keys.
喺屋企周圍都揾過曬，都揾唔到佢嘅鎖匙。
She searched the whole house, and she still couldn't find her keys.
同埋當時因為弟父驚會遲到咧，佢就打電話俾呢位靈媒。
So because my sister-in-law was afraid that they'd be late for the appointment, so she called up the medium.
但係弟父打咗好多次電話咧，都冇人聽。
But even though my sister-in-law called many times, nobody answered the phone.
所以嗰日媽媽都去唔成啦。
So it meant that my mum didn't make it to see the medium.
好奇怪，喺第二日咧，媽媽喺手袋度就揾到鎖匙。
So very strangely, next day, my mum found the keys in her handbag.
其實鎖匙一直都喺佢嘅手袋裏面。
Actually, the keys were in there all along.
想翻起嗰日，其實媽媽可能聽唔係好明我跟她講嘅嘢。
When I think back to that day, I think my mum didn't really understand the things that I was telling her.
因為佢係有好大嘅耳聾嘅，要戴耳聾機。
Because she's very hard of hearing, she needs a hearing aid.
戴咗耳聾機，佢好多時都聽唔清楚。
But even with the hearing aid, sometimes she can't hear clearly.
冇幾耐，大約幾個月後，醫生都證明咗佢係患咗老年失憶症嘅。
And so several months later, the doctor also confirmed that she was suffering from dementia.
之後我能夠做嘅就繼續為媽媽禱告啦，同埋將佢交託俾天父。
So all I could do is continue to pray for her and entrust her to God.
感謝天父對我嘅大愛啦。
So I'm very thankful to our Heavenly Father for His love.
因為一切臨到我嘅，原來都係佢永恆計劃嘅一部分啦。
Because everything that happened is all part of His eternal plan.
而一切都係天父掌管嘅。
And He is governing everything.
而如果唔係天父應許嘅話咧？一切嘅都唔會輪到我哋啦。
If it was not for God's promise, we would not receive all these things.
我哋可以睇一睇詩篇139嘅16節。
Can we turn to Psalm 139, verse 16? Psalm 139, verse 16.
詩篇139篇16節，我未成形的體質，你的眼早已看見了。你所定的日子，我從未到一日，都寫在你的山上了。所以喺呢度話俾我哋知，其實天父一早已經計劃咗我哋當要遇到嘅事嘅。
So here it tells us that God has already planned the days that were ordained for us.
而天父都會藉著呢啲發生嘅事情。
And our Heavenly Father will, through these incidents,
就如我病呢啲嘅經歷啦。
For example, my being ill.
佢俾我睇到一切嘅困難啊。
So he enabled me to see that all difficulties,
苦難啊,
sufferings,
其實都係隱藏咗天父好多嘅祝福嘅。
They actually contain a lot of God's blessings.
因為我嘅病除咗係接觸靈界同靈界有爭戰。
Because even though in my illness, I also had some kind of encounter with spirits and the spiritual battle.
但係如果天父唔係許可嘅，都唔會喺我身上發生，所以我好感恩。
But if it was not for God's willingness to let these things happen in my life,
有呢一個嘅試驗
to have this trial.
其實喺一年前，我因為成日都忙啦，因為工作啊、家人同埋日常嘅事務啦。
Yeah, actually, about a year ago, I had been very busy with family, with work, with different everyday things.
我都好多時都冇多啲時間去同天父同埋主耶穌親近嘅。
Yeah, often I didn't spend much time drawing near to God and Jesus.
冇咗同佢哋嘅相交，我嘅靈命就開始唔係咁好啦。
Because I didn't have much communion with them, my spiritual life was not so good.
慢慢我嘅自我就出現啦。
And so then more and more my self-centeredness came out.
健康咧，亦都係開始越嚟越多問題啦。
And there was more and more problems with my health.
就連因為呢個病嘅一 啲少少嘅跡象我都冇發覺得到。
So I didn't even notice any even small minor symptoms of my illness.
咁啊，我哋都可以睇一睇耶利米書29:11。
Can we also turn to the book of Jeremiah? Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah
29:11. 不是講災禍的意念，要叫你們末後有指望。所以在這裡天父跟我們說，我們在這些的病、這些的苦難試煉當中。
So here it says that God in things like illness, difficulties and sufferings,
祂的意思都不是因為要講災禍給我們。
It's not because he wants to give us calamity.
祂是想我們有平安，也都可以幫助我們。
He wants to give us peace and to help us.
最重要的是呢，因為我沒有好好親近天父的時候呢。
At that time, because I didn't draw near to God very much,
我就看不到祂對我其實一直都有很美好的計劃和預備。
I couldn't see that all along God had his perfect plans for me.
因為我病了之後，我就只好呼求天父救我。
Because of my illness, all I could do was cry out to God to save me.
因為病我就什麼都做不到，所以我就全心全意去依靠祂。
Because during my recovery, I couldn't do anything, so I could just fully give all my attention to drawing near to God.
咁能夠翻到天父嘅身邊，我就向佢認罪啦。
So being able to draw close to God, I was able to confess my sins.
求佢心意更新我啦。
To renew my mind.
咁亦都喺呢個休養期間，因為有時間親近佢嘅時候，天父讓我睇到佢俾我好多嘅愛同埋恩惠。
So, because during my recovery, I had this time to draw near to God, so our Father enabled me to see that He had given me a lot of love and grace.
當我睇到天父一路原來都咁愛我嘅時候，我就好慚愧，亦都讚歎天父個奇妙作為。
When I could see that all along God had loved me so much, I was very ashamed, and I praised God for His amazing works.
今日我唔會有時間同大家分享關於天父一路預備俾我嘅恩惠啦。
I don't have time today to share with you all the blessings, all the grace that God gave to me.
不過如果天父願意的，日後有機會我再同大家分享。
But God willing, in future, if I have the opportunity, I will share it with everyone.
在這裡我再感謝天父。
So here I want to once again give thanks to God.
多謝大家。
Yeah, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
多謝 Jill 從心中向我哋分享佢嘅生活上邊好真實嘅體驗。
So we thank Jill for sharing with us her experience, her very practical and real experience.
我經常都很希望在教會裏面多些能夠聽到大家各人不同的怎樣能夠經驗到這位的真神。
I really hope that in our church we can get to hear more of how different people have experienced the reality of God.
今天主要提到的兩部分，一部分是關於拜祖先，第二部分是關於他的很大的手術。
Jill talked about two things. One had to do with ancestral worship, and the other was to do with her very major illness.
我想很簡單的補充幾句說話關於拜祖先。
I just want to share a few more things to add to the topic of worship, worshiping ancestors.
關於拜祖先這三個中文字呢，存在著很多的誤解和混亂。
There's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about ancestral worship.
聖經和基督教呢，是非常看重去追思我們的先人，尊敬我們的先人，去敬祖。
The Bible and Christianity says a lot about paying respects to our ancestors.
所以如果用英文翻譯的話，或者用中文講的呢，與其說拜祖先呢，啱嗰樣嘢應該是敬祖 ,ancestral veneration.
Okay, so ancestral worship should really be called ancestral veneration.
但可惜的就是我們中國人經過了幾千年的傳統之後，
But unfortunately, our Chinese people, after several thousand years of tradition,
將到一個原本好啱嘅、好純正嘅對祖先嘅追思同埋尊敬，就變成有拜嘅成分。
They turned this ancestral veneration into ancestral worship.
咁就喺阿 Jo 嘅家庭媽媽嘅情況下咧，甚至涉及到去揾靈媒去通靈。
So, for example, in Jill's family, her family members, her mum wanted to look for a medium.
所以阿 Jill 所擔心嘅，阿 Jill 所唔贊同，想勸佢媽媽去做嘅，唔係敬祖，而係去接觸靈界、通靈或者係一啲嘅迷信嘅拜祖。
Jill, say that.
所以阿 Jo 所擔心的不是對祖先的追思和尊敬，而是去找靈媒涉及迷信的拜祖先。
So what Jo was concerned about was not ancestral veneration or paying your respects to your ancestors, but the calling of a medium and
ancestral worship.
And ancestral worship.
But 依個問題太過複雜，我就今日唔會有時間去講得太多。
This is a very complicated topic, so I don't have time to talk very much about
it today. 但係呢個問題對我哋中華民族嘅人係好重要，所以我覺得我必須要講翻幾句嚟去補充人。
Yeah, but this is a very important topic, especially in our Chinese tradition. So I wanted to say a few words.
咁就從依個今日嘅 Jo 嘅故事裏頭，我哋見到喺危急嘅時間，喺我哋需要嘅時候，天父係好真實嘅。
So we can see through Jo's experience today that in our time of need and urgency, God is very real.
好啊，咁啊，再次多謝 Jo 同我哋分享。
So we thank Jo for sharing with us.
希望將來我哋能夠更多聽到大家唔同方面嘅經歷。
So I hope all the more in future we can get to hear different people's experience.